Here. So now Chof Tessi Amar Aleph. The Gemara says over there, this last case by Gidoin was a special chiddush what happened over there. You can't bring any proofs from that case altogether. Because over there, first of all, the Gemara says it was chutz, it was a shchute chutz, it was balayla, it was done by a zar. Now, top of the Gemara says here, it was done with a kli sharis also. He really had no right to do it. Rashi's kolema, he did not have to use the kli sharis, even though usually a regular korban needs a kli sharis. So that was a special case over there. Then also, v'yatzi asheri, he used atzi asheri, that's also to use usually. Muksa, the animal was muksa, usually don't bring for korban. V'neva, so... So I guess from that place of Gideon can't bring any proofs. Nothing more says, Omer Rav Tuvia Bamasna, Omer Rav Yashia, Minayin Lamuksa Minatera. How do we know this halacha, that if you set aside an animal, it's also for korban? How do we know Muksa is also Minatera? So Rashi says, Kasagadaita, how do we know over here was Kasagadaita of Tochikoma, Minayin Shechai Vodum Lahaksa is korban l'shemayim. His davimin was that Rav Masna meant to say, how do we know that before you bring a korban, first you have to set it aside to Hashem, like to prepare it to Hashem, before you bring it? So that was the question. How do you know that? So we answer back, Shneman, the Pasuk says, Gemara says, Tishmeru lahakrav li b'mayadoi. It means they watch it first. That kol shoysin loy, shimmer. That anything you do to a Kodesh Baruch, or any korban you bring, you have to be shomer, you have to watch it first. So there's such a mitzvah before you bring a korban, it has to be watched. L'shem Hashem korban. Mr. Moore says it's not true. Mask of law, Abaye has the question back. Elo meyativ so, is Isis imra. Let's say you bring a lamb, the tzuma, a starving one. Rashi says imra the tzuma means keves rov. You bring a hungry a lamb. Lo yavud l'shem, and you didn't watch it before l'shem korban. So this is the first time you're bringing it now. Is Hochi Namid Lechozel Akrovi, you want to tell me that you can't bring it for korban, like we never heard that before. So that's not the pshat that say an animal, before you bring it for korban, you have to first watch it, like the Shem Mitzvah Shimur, the Shem Korban, is no such a locha. So the Mursa Nechonami Omalei, I know what I meant to say was like this. Tishmru Lahakrov Liba Moyadoi Kamina. Meaning to say that a korban you bring to Hashem has to have been only if you did watch it, L'Shem Hashem. Means to say the deek is li for loyli yodinacher, and not if you set aside this animal once a muksa for a different odin. V'yezeo acher, what's called an acher, somebody else, shemakriv and loy have a yoy mezua, v'rez kachovim. Means if you set aside an animal first to worship at avoid zorah with it, so such an animal later you cannot use for korban. So this is another mocker to say that muksa, an animal that was once set aside to be worshipped for Shem Avodah Zarah, even though they didn't worship it yet, still it's awesome to be used for korban. That's the pasuk of Tishmeru L'Hakrav Li, that a korban that you bring should only be watched l'mi and not for somebody else, not for Shem Avodah Zarah. Omar Rav, the Gemara says, Omar Rav Bar Rav Ada, Omar Rav Yitzchok, Ein muksa also, not that we say if you set aside an animal that eventually you plan to worship it, it's also right now to be brought for korban, Elad Sheyavdu, until you do some work in it, showing that you mean to use the Shem Avodah Zarah. That's where Rashi's first lashon is. Rashi's second lashon is Vaker. It's only also up until you do a work with it. But once you do some type of work, that shows that you don't plan to use it for korban anymore, L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Therefore, the Issa Muksa goes off. There's only an Issa Muksa, Kozman, you plan to use it for an Avodah Zarah. But if you do work with it, it shows you don't plan to use it yet anymore for an avodah zarah, then it doesn't become us. Then the issur goes off. That's Rashi's second lashon. Udla Omar Rabbi Yechanan Achim Seru LeKarmi Avodah Kachavim. Until you give it over to the galochim, to the Karmi Avodah Zarah. So Rashi says that means liachila. That means if you first set aside the animal to worship it, so it has an issur muksa. The Yisra Muksa remains on it until you plan, like, not to use it. What does that mean? That you plan to, and you gave it over now to the Galochim, that they should use it for their own food. So since you gave it to them to eat, that shows you don't plan to bring it for korban anymore, L'Hashem Avodah Zarah. Therefore, the Yisra Muksa goes off. Now, Beiho, that's the Shem of a Chocham, Beiho Omer Rabbi Yechanan, he says over the name of Rabbi Yechanan, so that's Beiho Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Ach Yechluhu Kashini Avodah Kachavim. Same type of a svara, that the Issa Muksa goes off once you feed it, kashinei means food of avodah zarah, Rashi says, Shemafat minoisai, that you're stuffing it and fattening it. What's the purpose? The sorach hakoimrim, that you want again the galochim, the workers there, that they should be able to have good food to eat. If so, v'sule mikarvulei, then you don't have das to bring it for korban anymore, l'shem avoy dezora, so then the yisra muksa goes off. So it's all come out the same shita, that if you first set it aside to worship it, so it has the nisra muksa, can be brought for korban, but that's only calls in mind, you didn't set it aside for something else. But once you did something to it, to show you don't plan to worship it anymore, then the yisra muksa goes off. Oma le Reb Abba, lebeyo, so Abba said back to lebeyo, maflegisu, osan ula, like, do you argue on ula or not? Are you arguing on ula? Ula before said, ula said, ula v'yechonach yimsul l'kermer of his chavim. He said, till you give it over to the kermer of the chavim. And the Bey is saying even more than that, till you feed it kashina, you feed it the food, animal food of Avodah Zarah. So are you arguing or not on ula? She said back, no, omalei loy, ula nami, ki kamahu, tishofle kashina vazachovim. It's both the same shita, that muksa is also until you do something to it to show you don't plan to worship it anymore. So once you go to feed it, this kashina, this animal food, in order to fatten it up, and that shows that you plan the stump to give it to the kohen, to the galochim, therefore it's not asa. Omalei Reb Abba, yoda b'ho l'shnuyim shmaitato. So Omalei Reb Abba said this, that yadei beyin, this beyin knows, l'shnuyim shmaitato, how to answer the galochis, like he's saying a good pshat here. And he said, like a shmach upon him, that v'loy the solak hosm, it wouldn't be for the fact that he went up to Eretz Yisrael, l'heve yoda. He wouldn't have known how to learn so well. Because originally he lived in Bavel, but then he went up to learn in Eretz Yisrael. And he says, the Eretz Yisrael Gormalei, it was the schus of Eretz Yisrael that caused him to be such a big Talmid Chacham. Omalei Reb Yitzchak, Reb Yitzchak is like this, Beyo Mikana Mikan Hevi. Beyo really was from both places. He was from Bavel and from Eretz Yisrael, both places. The Toni Rebbe Chananya, Tritoi, some figure out the word Dalet, it just be Toni, New Gemara now. Toni Rav Chananya Tartio Kaimet Rav Yechon. Learn this in front of Rav Yechon. That ain muksa also elad sheyasa b'maisa. That l'chitchila, when you set aside an animal, like you plan to worship it, so just b'dibur alone it doesn't become also. You have to do a maisa, you have to do something to show that you really plan to worship it. So you have to do a maisa to give it an issa muksa. And the Mora says, Utoni Lo B'hod Rama, he said, and then he explained it, my maisa, what type of an action do you have to do? Achi yigzois, either you have to shear it off, like you do in maisa, shearing off the wool, as if to say, from now on, like I'm going to set it aside to worship it, eventually. Or else for yavdubo, you have to do some type of a work with it, to show that you plan to use it for Navoy Dezara. The Rashi before said, it means to say, that you put it on a crane, that you want to move the wagon, which you're doing at the Shem Avodah Zarah. If you want to move the wagon towards the Avodah Zarah, so when you make this animal do that, that shows that you plan to use this animal for an Avodah Zarah. So then when you do an action to it, that's when it's called the Yisra Muksa. Now it says, Ezel Neved. The Mishnah says another Yisra that once you worship the animal, so it becomes also for korban, you can't use it anymore. Yeah, but since the animal is a Baal Chai, it's alive, it's not chal nisr on the animal itself, like it's still muta bachilu, the Mishnah says. You're allowed to eat it. The head yid could eat it. It's only a nisr l'gvoy, you can't bring it for korban. So Mor says, Minuhan Emili, how do we know this, that for regular yisro, you're allowed to eat it? The mutarim bachilu the head yid. Somewhere Papa says, the Yomakro, there's a posuk in Yecheskel that says, Mimashki Yisrael. Means any type of a korban that you bring on the Mizbeach has to be something that's fit for a regular Yisrael to eat it. So we dash him in a mutali Yisrael. So now it's like this. This is the pasuk in Yecheskel. Now, if you think that a neved, once you worship an animal, the animal becomes also bachilo to a regular Yisrael, it's a lomali kro, mimatino migvoya. What do I have to have a pasuk to say? It's not fit to be brought for korban, pshita. That since it's not fit for a Jew to eat, it's not fit to be brought by korban. And since I need a special posuk to say that it can be brought for korban, that's a right to say that it's mutar achila. So really, Torah speaks out to you. A tema, teichi teisi. How do I know it's also to lehed yitit? Do I feel legvoyel and misram? Ilav hanid kroy gliel lehed yit meichi teisi liyesa. Like, what's the hazam in here? It's only yosa after you have the psukim. Before the pasuk about it wouldn't be yosa, but after this pasuk, maybe this pasuk tells us it's even yosa bachil for Yisrael also. The Torah ends up that yeshleim adochi kama. If you would think that you gamrin on isa lehedjit mikro the shemini mina isa legvoya, so why does the Torah have to write the isa by kabbonis? The Torah should have wrote the isa someplace else. If the Torah really meant to say that it's also bachila, the Torah should have stam said not in the parsha of kabbonis. For an animal that was worshipped, the Shem Avay Dezara, the Torah should have said it's also bachila. Since the Torah says this isa only by avoida, its mashmir is only an isa legvoya. You use it for korban, but lachila it's muta. Nothing more says. V'chol heicho the asir lehed. Anytime something's not fit for Yisrael to eat, you want to tell me it's not fit for korban, and you don't need a pasuk for that. Leboi krom, if so, vod treifa. You have an animal that's a treifa. Its leg came off. The asir lehed. A regular Jew cannot eat it. It's a treifa. Still, lumiyat krom mikvoya. We had before the special miyat krom. You can't bring a treifa for korban. The time you learned. When the pasuk says minabok alamato, shein tam lev, like an extra pasuk, we don't need it. Ella, the reason why it says it, loitias a treifa, tells that you can't use an animal as a treifa for a korban. So you see, you need a special pasuk to say a treifa is no good. The question is why? It's not called mimashki yisrael. You're not allowed to eat it, so the korb shita shouldn't be good for a korban. Samar says no. I'll tell you to litzvach. We need a pasuk here. Because otherwise, I would have thought to say, Hanimili, when is there a concern for Mashke Yisrael? The Nitra fought, where first the animal was a treif, it was Osatit. And then, Biyachakach Niskacha, then you were Makadishit. So therefore we say, Bashas Kedusha wasn't fit to be eaten, so it's never Chal Kedusha Sakrovam, you can't bring it for korban. Abba, what's going to be? Niskacha, first you were Makadish this animal, you gave the Kedusha Saguf. And then later, Biyachakach Nitrafa, then later became a treifa. Eva, I would have thought to say that Tishtar Legvoya, maybe that is no mias from a Mashke Yisrael. Maybe this treifa now is still fit for korban. Since Lechatchilu, the Kedusha was chal, maybe it's still fit. So Kamash from this pasuk here, Minaboka, they say no, that Lamaisa, right now the animal is a treifa, can't be brought for korban. So we're still asked, for Yomahokanach, we learn that from this pasuk, but for Yomahokanach, there's another pasuk that teaches us this. The pasuk says, by Maisa Behema, that kolah shayav rotachas a shevet, any animal that could walk through the shevet when you count them. So we darshin prat letreifa shenir averus, prat for an animal that has its leg cut off that can't walk, so that can't be maisa beim, that can't be fit for korban. So we have another pasuk to say that a treifa is not fit for korban. So what do you have to have three pesukim for? So verse says yes, hahu nami yitzuk. We need the third pasuk also, because otherwise, I would have thought to say, with the first two psukim of Mashke Yisrael, of the Minabokom, Hani Mili, when those psukim apply, Heche Deloi Hoysa L'Shasa Koisha. What does that mean to say? Denol the Treifa Memei Ima. Only when the animal was born a Treifa from its mother. If it was born a Treifa, then it was not fit. That's not fit for Korban. Avol Heche Deloi L'Shasa Koisha. If the animal first was fit to be brought for Korban. And V'yotzas Li'av Roilam. It was like born, and it wasn't a treifa yet. The yachakach nitrifor that later became a treifa, aimed to stir legvoya. Maybe that tank was mutal legvoya. In echanami, maybe this animal should be mutal legvoya if it was born healthy, and then later became a treifa. Maybe that's not a chesaron altogether. It's kamashulon yes. Even though the animal was once fit, so what? The goalpost of the way it is right now. If right now it's not fit, it's a treifa. That's a mita krua. It's not fit for korban. So kids, you need taka three psukim to be made. The Mashke Yisrael, Minabokar, and this Rosh here, Kol Hashi Yavatach HaShevet. Now the Mishnah says, V'yezeyu Esnan, what's called an Esnan, that they can't use this animal for korban, that means the pay that you give to a Zayna, that's like this. Ho'imul HaZayna, if Yisrael says to a Zayna, Ho'ilech Tlezeh, take this lamb, V'schorcha for your pay, and then he lives with her. So that tle is also to be used for a korban. Afilu rein kuf, even if he gives her 100 tloyim, is kulam asurim, they're all also to use for a korban. V'chein, the same thing, oim lechaber, somebody says to his friend, hoylech tle zeh, I'll pay you this tle, I'm giving you this tle, V'tolen shivcho secho etzel avdi. And let your shivcho live with my eved ivri. So what's going to be in a case like this? So someone now girls the word v'chein. Some just stam. There's a new case in the Mishnah now. What's going to be stam? Somebody says to his friend, he says, I'll give you this tzle, I'm not that you can let your shivcho kananis live with my eved ivri. So question, Reb Meir, Omer Meir says, Einu Esnan, that's not called an Esnan, because she's not also to an Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri is not to live with a Shivcha. The Chum say, no, Esnan, yes, it has a Nisa. So the thing the Morris says, the Machlokes is, when you have an Eved Ivri that does not have his own wife, that is the Torah says, the master's not to give his Eved Ivri a Shivcha, that's only if he was married before. But in Begapa Yotzev, an Eved Ivri comes in alone, he's not allowed to give him a Shivcha. So if the master gives him a shivcha, that's a machloikis. Is that called an erva, a nisa esnan, or maybe not? Stam, he shouldn't have done it. But a nisa esnan is not called. Cool. That's a machloikis. The other Gemara says, Amma, what we just said in the Mishnah, V'yafilu hein meya, even if you give the zayna 100 taloyim, kulan asurim, they're all lost, so they have nisa esnan. So what's the case talking about? Ilaim, if you want to tell me, ilaim of the shaklei, agro, meya behemis, that you made up with the Zayna, that you'll pay your 100 behemoths to let her live with you. And so the Marpshita, the Kuli Asiri, of course they're all also. Mali Chad, Mali Mei, what's the difference? You made up the price to pay her one, to pay her 100. That's the pay for this Nus, so Pshita that has the Is, the rest on Zayna. So the Losricha, the Kiddush of the Mishnah is like this, that really the Shakra Agro Choda. First, she made up, if you give me one Tle, I'll live with you. So really your pay was supposed to only be one. And then later, Lamaisa, when he went to pay her, for Yoiv Lameya, that he gave her 100, like on his own, he gave her 100. That's the Chiddush, to Kula Mikoyach Esna Kosi. Lamaisa, why is he giving her 100? Because of the beer, because of the Znus. So even though we didn't have to, but now that he gives her the 100, it's considered all being paid for the Znus, they're all called an Esna Zoyna. Tana Rabban went like this. No San Lo, let's say the man gives the Zoyna the Tlem, but the man does not live with her. Or else, let's say, the man lives with her. He does not give her the animal. Is mutter. So then the animal has no wish, esnan, you're allowed to bring it for carbon. So one says, let's see, what are you talking about? If he gave it to her, and he didn't live with her, like pshita, that's not called a present, that's not called pay for this nus, you didn't live with her. So what do you have to tell me? It's mutter, pshita, it's mutter. Secondly, what did you say? Bo left, the man lives with her, and he does not give her any animal, so it's not also. For the Gemara, my Yoivlo, what did he give her? There's no animal here. Did he so pshita? It's mutter. Then what are you talking about? If he didn't give her an animal, so there's nothing to talk about. There's no animal here to say that it should be mutter, should be also. So what does the Braisa mean to say? So Mar says true. El the Hochikatoni. This is what the Braisa means to say. Hochikatoni. No son law, let's say the man gives the Zayna an animal. And then Biyachakach Bole, and then Lady lives with her. So that's the Chiddush that since Peshas he lived with her. And then we'll say, he gave the animal first, then he lived with her. Or else Bole, first he lived with her. Biyachakach No son law, and then Lady he gives her the Tle, is it Nena Mutter? In both these two cases, the Tle is Mutter. That's the Chiddush of the Braisa. Even though we live with her. But if he gave it to her either before the Znus, or he gave it to her after the Znus, then the Esnan is Mutter. It's only Yosef, you pay her, Peshas, you live with her. Furthermore, why? In the case where, let's say, you gave it to her first, and then later you live with her. So Peshas, you live with her, you have the Znus, if she still has the animal, so it should be Chal now, and this Esnan on it. Why is it Mutter? So what do you say, if you gave it to her first, and then he has Znus, it's Mutter, why? Now that you live with her, and this is the pay, she has the pay, so she'll be chal din esnan on it now. So when it's true, Omer Rav Lozer says the case is talking about shekodma v'krivosa. We're talking about that he gave it to her first, and she already brought it for korban, and then you live with her. But since it was brought already, it's not chal nisa zoyner on esnan zoyner. But hechidon, what's the case talking about? And then if you want to tell me the that the man gave it to her completely, said it's yours completely now. And then she brought it for korban, for the mapshita de mutter. Avad mitzvah to be brought for korban. The man didn't live with her yet. So when she brought it for korban, pshit, it's good. What's the chiddush? The yellow, the case must be the yama law. The man said to her, "La nikni l'cha, I don't want you to really own this animal. At shas be a plow live with you." If so, then the question is, mimotzi mikrovalei. How does she have a right to bring this for korban then before the bia? The pasuk says, "Ish ki yakdish es beisai." If a man is makdish his own house, and we darshin, she says, "Kodesh l'Hashem, amar rachmona." So it's like this: ma beisai, just like your house, brishusa belongs to you. A person could be makdish something that he owns; it's in his brishus. Is af kol brishus anything that's in your brishus? You could be makdish, but something that you do not own, like this tler. If you tell me now the man did not give it to her yet, only b'shas is nus, so that before it she can't be makdish it. So I could have said the case that she bought it for korban, she can't bring it for korban. So it was a three cases like this. The Omar law, that the man said to her, "Loi makni l'cho at shasbiya." Really, I'm just giving you this tler, this animal to hold on to. But really, I don't want it to be yours until you let me, then he lives with her. But he says a condition, vi mitzrachi l'cho. If you really need it, then nikni l'cho miyachshav. Then I'll let you have it right now. That's the chiddush that lemaisa is not so simple as chal yisa esnan, because he wasn't really marked to it right now, but he just said if you want to use it, you could use it. Therefore, now when she makes it hegdish, the hegdish is chal, and if she brought it already, so b'shas she brought it for a korban, it wasn't an esnan yet. So later, when he lives with her, it can't be chal esnan. It's too late. The korban was already brought. Another one says boyer boishia. Boishia has a question like this: boyer boishia. What's going to be kodmo vektishosai? Let's say where the man gave the animal to the zayna, and before it lived with her, the zayna was only makdashit. She didn't bring it for korban yet, she was just makdashit. And then the man lives with her. And b'shas biya, she still has this korban, but she was makdashit. Is a chal now a psul esnan on it or not? So the verse says, what was the locha? So the verse says back, what's your question? Tifshut lay mid Reb Lazar, bring a proof from Reb Lazar, we said on top. The Yomer of Lezer, Vlad himself said before that the only time it's mutter was Kodma Vekrivosai. And the other case was the Zayna brought it for korban already. It's like dead, it's brought for korban already. Bishasi lives with her. So the diyik is Hekrivosai he. Only if she brought it for korban already. Dolese Bishas be at the time when the man lives with her, the animal was brought already. That's what's not Chal Nisa Zayna on it. Esnan Zayna. Let's say the Zayna only was makdish the animal, but the animal is still around, mashma then osser, it would be osser. So what's your shayla? Bring a proof from Reb Elazar. Smor says, no, could be, he gufa could be boyle. This gufa was a vayshi shayla, what is the pshat of Reb Elazar? The when Reb Elazar says, hekrivosai, v'olesa b'shas biya muta, did he mean to say, this is the only case that it's muta? Only if she really brought it for korban, it's not around anymore, then the Yisr Esna can't be chal. Aval Hekdisha, but let's say she was just makdashit, b'shas biya, also, then later when the man lives with her, still she still has the animal right now, it could be at that time it is chal and it's a esnan, and she it's haka posa not to be brought for a korban. Maybe that was the pshat in Reb Elazar, or Dilma maybe no. Ki vundatoni amaros l'gvoya, kim zeros l'hedjit. Since we know the klal is behegdish, when you just say you want to be makdish to something, it's like you take it out of your rishus and you give it over to hegdish already. So hegdishosai. Once the zayin was makdish this animal, like she took it out of her rishus, it's in hegdish's rishus, is muta. Could be an ekonami. Even though later the man lives with her, it's not chal nista esna zayna. It doesn't belong to like it's hegdish already. And really v'choshka nekrivosai. And who was the Nekrivosi also? In other words, that's what Reb Elazar says, Nekrivosi, we goof out the stuff, what did he mean to say? Did he mean to say only Hekrivosi? Or did he mean to say, who was the Nekdesha also? So Vaishya had a suffix, what did Reb Elazar mean to say? So take it, that's a good suffix. In the case again, we give the animal to the Zayna first, and she takes it and she's makdashit, and then the man lives with her. So that's a suffix, a take with the Gemara, would it be Chal the Yisra Zayna, Esnan Zayna or not? Then what we have before, Bo'olev, let's say the man first lives with her, V'yachakach nosam les nena, and the lady gives her the pay, so muta, the Brisa says it's muta. So, V'atani, we learned like this, V'atani, we learned, Bo'olev, if the man lives with her, then later he pays the animal, and 12 months later he gives it to her, is that Nenarosa, the locker is, it's also, so it's Stira. Before we say if he pays it later, it's Muta, and here we see if he pays it later, it's also. So where it says, Omer Rav Chonon, Ba Rav Chizda, the Kashtay, there's no Stira here. Ho Dioma Lo, he boyly bitleze. If the husband said, listen, I want you to let me live with you, and I'll pay you this tle. So he set it aside right now. Even though he doesn't give it to her later, but since he sets it aside, that's the Yis Esnan. And Yis Esnan has to be that it's miyuchid. Like Rashi says, Loshim, V'yein Esnan Ela ha-miyuchid b'shas biya. Means b'shas, you live with her, it has to be that you set aside an animal and ready to give to her. So even though you didn't give it to her yet, but as long as you know which one you plan to give to her, that's how this is Esnan on that tleh. But Hodiyom, that we said before, it's muta. He said, listen, let me live with you now, and later I'll pay you a tle, but he didn't say which one. So since b'shas bia, there's no tle set aside, so it's not called this esnan. The yis esnan zayin is only b'shas bia, there has to be a tle, an animal set aside to be paid for it. So that tle becomes also. Yeah. The Rambam says now, utle ze, even if the man said, this tle I'll give you, for the Gemara, why is it also? V'amechusa meshicha, like she doesn't own it yet. That doesn't mean it was. It's a zayin of Yisrael, and a zayin of Yisrael, even though b'shas bia she's giving you hano, so it's like she's paying you for it. Maybe she's credited with kesef, but we hold as a kinya meshicha by Yisrael, not by kesef. So we're talking about here b'zayin avuras kachavim. We're talking about now that you're giving it to a guy yeshiksa, to like kanya b'meshicha. By a goy, there's no kinyan mashikah, it's only a kinyan kesef. So, if you tell her that this tla I have here, I'll give you for your pay, so the pshat is later, b'shas bia, when she's giving him hano, the enjoyment, that's like she's giving him kesef. So, with that kesef, it's like she's paying for the tla, and therefore she's kreina the tla. So, b'shas bia, it's like she's kreina the tla. If you boys have another pshat, could be no. It could be taka filu b'zayni Yisraelis. Even if the Isha the Zayin is the Yisraelis. Aye, how is she kreiner it? Aye, Meshicha, she didn't make a Meshicha. The Teretiz could go in the Koye Bechatzeret. We're talking about now, it's in her Chatzar. It's in her Chatzar already. Mikara. That he put it into a Chatzar before. The Shavila Apoitiki. As if he said like this, this is an Apoitiki, V'yomalo. And he said, no, the worst question I did. The worst question is, if he put it into a chatzero, hoyoyvelo, then he gave it to her already. So what are you telling me? Here the case is talking about where he lives with her first and he first pays her later. If the case is that the man put it into her chatz or into her reshus, that's cool, he gave it to her already. That's not the case. So most of the case is like this. The shav yilo apoytiki, that really the man just said, I'm setting this aside to pay you with it, an apoytiki guarantee, but he said like this, v'yomalo. Yamad Yam Plani, give me 2 weeks yet. If by 2 weeks I give you the $100, that'll be your pay. But if I don't get $100 in 2 weeks to you, then you should know Tleb Yet Neno. I'm letting you keep this Tleb Yet Neno. That's the Kiddush. So Mayas, he didn't give it to her before. Really, she first gets it later when he doesn't pay the money. But since Peshas Bia, this Tleb was set aside, that if he doesn't pay you later, she'll get this Tleb for the pay. So that's how this esnan on the behema. Nothing more says Amar Rav. Rav says like this: Echod esnan zochor, v'yechod esnan kol aroyis. Also, and even by mishkav zochor, if a man pays another man to live with him, and he gives him a tler, so that tler is also for a korban. And the one didn't kol aroyis is also chutz mi esnan nishta nida. Chutz the case we living with your own wife if she's a nida. So there, even though you pay it for this nus to live with her, still the behemoth doesn't become asa. My time, what's the reason? Zaynik said, the pasuk says you live with a zayna. For her love zaynik, since she's your wife, it's not called a zayna. Even though live with her when she's a nida, is an issar erva, but the mice, it's not called a zayna, therefore there's no issa esnan zayna on it. That's what Rav says. Plevi amana, Levi says, I feel a wish to nida. Even if a man, like, tells his wife, I'll pay you a tle if you let me live with you now, and she's a nida, so that tle becomes also for korban. My time, what's the reason? The pasuk says, zayna, and she's not a zayna, she's your wife. So, Levi holds, Tu'eva ksiv. It says the word Tu'eva is a disgusting thing. For Tu'eva, it says in the parasha of Esna and Zoyna's Tu'eva, it says you're living with a need, there's also a Tu'eva. So therefore, he holds living with a nida and yipay is also makes an Esna. For the Gemara of Levi Nami, Yoksim Zoyna, I the Pasuk says Zoyna. So what do you do with the word Zoyna? Omoloch, so Levi says like this, Hahi Zoyna for Loi Zoyna. It means to say only if the man pays the Isha, and not if the Isha pays the man. If the Isha says, I'll pay you to live with me, so then that payment doesn't become Asa. The Din Zoyna, Esna Zoyna is only when the man gives the Tler to the Isha. But if the Isha gives the Tler to the man, there's no Issa. So that's why it says the word Zoyna. But Al Ishtanida, since it also says the word Tueva, Ishtanida is also included that if you pay your wife an Ishtanida to live with her, you give her a Tler, that Tler would be also for Korban. For the Gemara of Rav, what does Rav do with this? Hahu Zoyna for Loizonim in Olay. How does Rav know to make this drosha? Rav uses the word Zoyna to say not an Ishtanida. So how does he know to say that the Isha gives the Tler to the man? It's not also. So we learned it out from the Rebbe from Rebbe's drosha. Tetanya, Rebbe and Rebbe says, "Ain esna nosa. This halach of an esna the payfus nus is also elo. Call esna haboyis loy biavera. It has to be an esna that comes through an avera that you're living biyisa. Avol esna ishta nida, but your own wife. That's not an din esna. Also, fishenosun lo schar lahavkosa." Avol esna ishta nida, but the esna of your wife, or else v'shenoshen laschar lafkosa. Let's say the man pays the zayna, not that he pays her for the znus. He just says, listen, by you having znus with me now, you can't do work, so you're going to lose out work. So I'll pay you for the work you lose out. If that's what the man pays, that does not become an esna zayna. An esna zayna is only if you pay her for the znus itself, not for the schar lafkosa. You pay her for the work that she's losing. Or else, v'shenosna levi esneno. If she gives you the present, if she pays you, then mutarim. That's Rebbe's drasha. In all these three cases, there's no issa esna zayna. Now, how does Rebbe know this? Afal pi shein rai l'dover, there's no real proof, but zech l'dover, he has no less master for this. When the Pasuk in Yechezkel says, uvesitech esnan, v'yesnan lo nitan loch, v'ati lehefuch. The mashmon, if you give her the esna. All right, turn over, continue one on the other side.